Nissan Bulavanaka and Pacific greetings for RNZ Pacific News. I'm Emma Miley. A joint force of Indonesian military and police are claiming to have shot dead a member of the West Papua National Liberation Army in central Papua province on Wednesday last week. GBTV Papua reports the joint force were conducting aerial surveillance after a motorcycle taxi driver was shot dead by someone who police claim was a Liberation Army soldier disguised as a passenger in Pukak's Ilaga on the same day. Kuroi Hawkins reports.
A Papua police spokesperson, Senior Commander Ignatius Beni Adi Prabowo, told GBTV the aerial surveillance team spotted a group of people carrying firearms who they suspected were TPNPB, and a firefight ensued. According to the commander, the body of a suspected Liberation Army member was only found when the security forces swept the location of the firefight. But a spokesperson for the West Papua Liberation Army, Sebi Sambom, has denied any involvement in the incident and says Indonesian military and police forces have killed an innocent civilian.
The French High Commission has validated the seven lists contesting next month's territorial elections in French Polynesia. It has approved the emblems and published the candidates' names in the official journal. In a late change, the pro-independence Taveni Huira Atira dropped veteran politician Eliane Tevahitua when it submitted its list. On April 16 and 30th, voters will elect a new 57-member assembly for a five-year term and two rounds of voting. The Polynesian Voyaging Society is setting sail in June to circumnavigate the Pacific. The four-year expedition is estimated to visit 36 countries and archipelagos, nearly 100 indigenous territories and more than 300 ports. Christina Persico has more.
On June 15, the vessel Hokulea will depart Alaska after a ceremony launching the start of the circumnavigation of the Pacific. Hokulea's sister canoe, Hikianalea, will join the voyage in Seattle in August. The society says the goal of the voyage is to ignite a movement of 10 million planetary navigators by developing young leaders and engaging communities around the world. The itinerary at this stage includes the US West Coast, Polynesia, Aotearoa, Melanesia, Micronesia, Palau and the West Pacific, ending in Japan. It also includes shipping from Japan to Los Angeles, then sailing home to Hawaii before reaching Tahiti in 2027.
A digital application is making waves in the Pacific's policy development as it helps count the number of coastal fisheries species sold in markets around the region. Presented at the Head of Fisheries meeting last week, the Ika Savea app is an innovative tool developed 3 years ago to bring accurate statistics on fish to its database. The application uses AI photography to quickly identify the species, which is constantly developing to more accurately identify the species, saving hours of paperwork. SPC's senior coastal fisheries scientist, Dr. Andrew R. Halford, says this year the application has been further strengthened with the development of a way to also identify invertebrates.
One of the bigger breakthroughs in that is that we've spent quite a bit of time trying to do this with invertebrates as well, so lobsters, mud crabs, that sort of thing. We've been able to sort of do some work in that area and work out that just by the simple addition of a coin of known dimensions, you sit on top of the crab or the lobster, we can do an automatic conversion so that you can get accurate lengths.
The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization has provided a total of 60,000 quality vanilla vines to farmers in East and West Sepik provinces of Papua New Guinea. The EU's trade organisation says this is an effort to increase the quality and quantity PNG vanilla. The Sepik region has a uniquely favourable agroecological environment for vanilla cultivation and a long-standing tradition in vanilla production which thousands of rural households depend on. The beneficiaries of the programme have undergone capacity-building training, including climate-smart agriculture practice, as well as being supported with tools and equipment to improve their cultivation, husbandry, and processing techniques. The programme aims to source and provide 250,000 healthy vanilla vines to the farmers in the Sepiks. The Northern Marianas has dissolved its COVID-19 task force this month, created in 2020 as a means to combat the pandemic during its peak. The task force ceased to exist after the new administration of Governor Arnold Palacios decided not to renew the emergency declaration related to COVID-19. The COVID-19 alternative care site has closed and all COVID-19 safety protocols in the Marianas have been rescinded. Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director and COVID-19 Task Force Chair Juan Villa Gomez said after discussing the need for a task force with the Governor and the Department of Homeland Security, it was determined that the Marianas should transition towards normalcy. A funeral was held in Auckland yesterday for the last pilot of the World War II Dam Buster Squadron. 99-year-old Arthur Joplin was a volunteer pilot with the New Zealand Air Force during the Second World War. Finn Blackwell reports.
Mr. Joplin joined the Royal New Zealand Air Force in early 1943 before being deployed to the UK. In October of 1944, his squadron launched its first attack on German battleship the Tirpitz in Norway, winning a key victory for the Allies. The entire mission took 13 hours of flying to complete. Lindsay Mowat from the Bomber Command Association says Mr. Joplin left a lasting legacy by setting the standards of the Air Force for a generation.
The New Zealand government is introducing legislation to redirect child support money collected by Inland Revenue to solo parents on a benefit. Child support payments are currently taken by the government and used to offset the cost of the benefit paid to these parents. A bill to divert this money to solo parents has now been introduced to Parliament. Revenue Minister David Parker says more than 41,000 sole parent families will gain a median of $24 per week. He says this will strengthen the child support scheme and more parents might pay if they know the money will actually reach their children. In world news, most of Germany's public transport network has been paralysed in a strike over pay by two of the country's largest trade unions. The unions want pay rises of more than 10% to help their members cope with the rising costs of food and energy. The BBC's Jenny Hill is in Berlin.
It's really rare for a dispute over pay to escalate to this level of drama. It's being called the mega strike here. Two powerful unions combining their firepower to get their workers out on strike and attempt to bring the country to a standstill. And it looks as though to a degree they are being successful. It's very difficult to get around Germany today. Planes, trains, ferries, all cancelled. Depending on where you are in the country, bus and tram services out too.
In sport, double Olympic gold medalist sevens player Jerry Tuai has been named the 2022 Fiji Sportsman of the Year, and it's the second time Tuai has received the award. Tuai collected the World Rugby Sevens Player of the Decade award in 2020, has won two Sevens Series titles and two Olympic Games gold medals. The Sportswoman Award went to Rusila Ngarasal, who led her side to the historical Olympic bronze medal at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics and the silver at the 2022 Commonwealth Games. All Black Sevens captain Sam Dixon has been ruled out of the upcoming Hong Kong Sevens tournament with a calf injury. Dixon will be replaced by Kurameru Vai, with Sione Amolia and Dylan Collier taking over the captaincy duties. The New Zealand team departed for Hong Kong on Sunday. Moana Pasifika head coach Aaron Molnar is confident his side will get a win on the board before too long. Moana were beaten 59-0 by the Hurricanes on the weekend, their fifth loss in five games. Aaron Molnar says they were one-dimensional at times and they could have pulled the trigger out of the back and exposed the Hurricanes, but the Canes were good and were tenacious. He says Moana's set piece has been pretty good up until that night, and at a couple of key moments the line-out got the wobble and they missed a couple of scrum opportunities. But Moana says there is a lot to like about their game as well, and he knows they will win some games this year. It's just a matter of time, and we wish them all the best. And that's your news of sports. For more of our headlines and stories, head to rnzi.com.